Thank you, Kim. It is Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, and the was because I'm hoping that Tim Kavanaugh brought a squeeze box.
Well, you, if Tim is here, you're gonna there will be a squeeze box when he is here. Hi, Tim.
Not a squeeze box.
That's pretty, though.
No, but that was right on key.
Tim,
Stop me when you want to. Squeeze.
It says here that Tim Kavanaugh is one of our leading performers and comedians. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Who wrote this?
I did. I don't know who wrote that. I would not call myself a leading. What's a leading performer?
Leading performer and stand-up comic.
Okay.
I've been doing comedy for more than 10 years.
There are a lot of people who follow me.
Yeah.
Do you look around your shoulder all the time?
Usually don't have any money, and they seem to think I do, which I don't.
No, you don't.
By the way, which is, I'm going to talk about a little bit later on.
That's fine.
That's okay.
It is okay. Yes. According to this, again, stop me if it's wrong. You will be performing at the St. Vincent de Paul Society's Southside Neighbors in Need fundraiser, and that takes place Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. Is that true?
That is true. And that sounds like something I did write.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, because that's where I'm going to be Sunday. It's very, very cool. St. Vincent de Paul Society, they do all kinds of good things. And this is the Southside Neighbors in Need program, which is awesome. So it's like 15 parishes from the Southwest Side and Southside. And they've gotten together all of their St. Vincent de Paul Society chapters. And they put this thing together, and they raise money. And if there are people who are in their neighborhood, in their parish, they don't have to be Catholic. It doesn't matter. But if they're having some
Everyone's
hard times,
they
will help them out.
Excellent.
And it's really it's such a great program.
Yeah.
And so we're doing a little fundraiser at Bourbon Street.
Oh, that's a great place.
Which is technically called 115 Bourbon Street.
In Marionette Park.
In Marionette Park.
It's a great place.
Which I, they've got a puppet regime there.
Oh, they do, because it's Marionette Park.
Yeah. So it's, I'm not saying that he's Putin's puppet, but I'm just saying that the mayor
Did you have
of
to pull some strings to get into this?
Whoa, good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. I am in the hands of professionals here. This is fantastic. So anyway, the show is, the event is from 1 to 5. I'll be performing about a 30-minute set during the festivities.
Yeah.
And it's the usual, a lot of fun, nice people.
There's fun for the whole family, Tim? Can kids come? Can adults come?
Everyone can. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, it's for everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
If they need information, they can go to my website because I've got it on my homepage.
And your
All
website
the information
is
timcav.com.
Okay. Very, very
you
good.
You can put a www in front of that, but I think
will
everybody
that get
knows
you there
that
there faster?
TimCav. No, it will not.
Same speed.
No, it won't. No.
All right.
No.
Dial up only, or how does that work?
I have dial up.
Oh, you do?
So it might take a while for you to get on with it.
I think it's more reliable.
This goes back to the part where I said I don't have any money.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
And I don't even know if I can bring this up or I should bring this up. My wife and I debated this last night.
Yeah.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Yes.
Big deal. Okay.
Tim Kavanaugh.
You know, no relation.
Yeah.
Spelling is completely different.
Right.
You know, I'm sure he's a fine judge or whatever.
Yeah.
But right here in this town, there's a very successful lawyer whose name is Tim Kavanaugh.
Same name as mine.
I thought that was you.
Timothy J. Kavanaugh.
Oh.
And he's a great attorney, and he settles all kinds of stuff for, like, big money. I mean, I don't know that he's a rich man, but I just think he probably is. And the thing is, when you Google Tim Kavanaugh, you would expect a lawyer. No, it's me.
It's
a comedian. Lawyer,
yeah,
comedian. So I'm kicking his butt.
Are you good
on
for you?
Google.
Oh, good.
And I just wanted to make this offer to him.
Yes,
I know he listens to the show.
Yes,
For $3 million, I will change my name
to what? Tim?
Yeah, what would you change it to?
Whatever he wants me to.
Oh,
this is like Indecent Proposal.
It is similar to Indecent Proposal.
You know what? I hadn't really thought about that. But I think this is legal. I ran this past my legal team.
Yeah.
Who's your lawyer?
Well, it's my wife, but she doesn't have a law degree.
That's fine.
But she's very smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she watches a lot of episodes.
I thought Tim Kavanaugh was your lawyer.
Boston Legal.
She watches
No. If he was my lawyer, I could make this deal to him face to face.
Oh, that's true.
But I'd rather do this on the radio.
So, again, the deal is, just so I understand it, he has to change
No,
his
if I
name
change,
you'll
if,
change
no,
your name.
If he pays me $3 million,
yeah.
I think you're worth more than that, quite honestly.
I'd well, I would be well. Yeah, this would help with my retirement plan.
Yeah,
and as far as I'm concerned, I get the $3 million. I'm gone. Tim Kavanaugh, it's yours. You can. I will take myself out of the whole Google thing.
Yeah.
When you type in Tim Kavanaugh, it's going to be lawyer. Mm-hmm. He's going to make boku bucks.
Yes, he would make boku bucks.
And I think it's a $3 million investment that would
Excellent.
Be worth his while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't want to play hardball with the guy, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm not going to change my name on my own.
No.
Can he find you on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram?
I hope not. No, I hope he does, because he's got to be able to contact me.
Okay, yeah. Right.
So if he goes to my, if he goes to www.timcav.com,
yeah,
he can leave a message there and say, this is Tim Kavanaugh. Uh-huh. Would you like a cashier's check or cash?
Yeah.
What if he shows up at 115 Bourbon Street on Sunday?
Between
1 and 5.
I'll tell you what. If he gives me the $3 million there.
In cash.
I will donate $80.
You would do that?
To the St. Vincent de Paul Society.
So nice of you.
You're a very generous man.
You're selfless.
That's how I'm going to use my money.
Yeah.
It's going to be $80 at a time.
Yeah.
It's going to be my contributions to things.
You can do
that. Friends call me up and say, hey, you know what? I'm losing my house.
Yeah.
Here's $80.
Oh, well, that's so nice.
You know, so it'll be good. And I consider both of you friends.
Yeah.
We get $80 if we need it.
Wendy gets $80, I get $80.
And you don't even have to prove that. You two don't have to prove that you need it.
No, but others would.
Others would have to put some sort of business plan together.
Right.
Past
this
me.
Is so nice of you to do this.
I think it is.
It is very
you know
nice
what?
Of you to do.
Yeah, because it's not. I mean, I want the money. Yeah, a little bit for
sure,
me,
of course.
A little bit for a little bit of security.
Yeah,
but it's mostly going to go to the kids.
Yeah, the kids get some.
Yeah.
Well, that's
how long
so
have you been doing this? Because I've been a fan forever.
I've been doing it forever.
Okay, good.
Yeah, exactly long. Right. Actually, a little bit before forever, I've been doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, because I had about 2 years experience before you became familiar with me. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm guessing.
But
so
we
it's
used
forever
to go,
and not forever in a day, but forever in 2 years is how long I've been doing
we
this.
We would go to see you as a field trip, like in first grade or second grade. We'd come out and we'd watch you perform when I was a kid.
Exactly right.
It was fun.
Exactly right. And I had the role of... Millard Fillmore down at Disney World in the
Hall of Presidents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The audio animatronics.
Yeah, that was fun.
There. Yeah. That's where I got my
Fillmore.
Start.
You did not. I never know when to believe
him. He understudied. Like a lot of times if the robot that plays
if the robot Fillmore, doesn't work, then I'm in because and this was back Millard Fillmore, I think, had just been elected.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
And so they hadn't gotten all the robotics down to the science that they have
sometimes
it now.
Sparks would come out of them, and he'd start the other president.
It could be a dangerous job for me if I was... Because they had this fake that they were plugging me in.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, I don't know where...
No, you're real. You don't
I don't
need
know
that.
Where that plug's been.
Tim Kavanaugh will be performing at the St. Vincent de Paul Society's Southside Neighbors in Need fundraiser on Sunday, September 9th. As far as we know, it's this Tim. It's the comedian Tim, not the lawyer Tim Kavanaugh.
No.
He will not be, according to this, not be performing. We'll take a quick break. You'll do a song for us, I'm guessing, at some point.
I'm going to do a song. This may be my last performance at Bourbon Street as Tim Kavanaugh.
Oh, all right.
If all goes well.
All right. We're hopeful.
I'll have a different name.
Hopeful. Stick around. That's coming up in just a few moments. It's Bill and Wendy and Tim Kavanaugh, the comedian Tim Kavanaugh, on WGN.
You got to keep them separated.
Wendy, truer words have never been spoken. It's Bill, it's Wendy, and Tim Kavanaugh is here. He's a comedian. He's
yes,
a musician.
I am. Yes.
What aren't you? Is there one job that you aren't?
Well, you know what? I did a little HVAC for a while.
You did some HVAC?
And I was not good.
I'm not sure what HVAC is. What is that?
Heating,
it's
ventilation,
heating,
air conditioning.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh, is that what the
why.
V is?
Yeah.
That's why.
It was something
oh my!
Else?
Yeah, that's why I didn't do well.
Oh, that's
apparently.
All right.
I thought it was Vaseline.
No.
Okay, heating, Vaseline, and air conditioning.
No, nobody. You couldn't combine
no wonder.
Those.
Yeah, I wasn't good at that.
That's not good.
No.
All right.
That's a confusing job.
The big performance, aside from the one you're about to share with us in a moment, is at St. Vincent de Paul Society's Southside Neighbors in Need fundraiser. It takes place on Sunday, this Sunday from 1 to 5. The event is being held at 115 Bourbon Street there in Marionette Park. What are you going to do for us today, though, Tim?
Today, because this is the first week of school for the Chicago Public School, I wanted to do a song. I'm working on a children's CD. You know, I've always got projects.
Yeah, always.
You know, that I'm working on.
Yeah.
I believe the last time I was in, I was working on this new project where it was I'd come up with an idea of how you can occupy kids on long road trips.
Right.
And it was coloring books on CD.
Yes.
That they really it
high
took
concept.
Off.
Big concept.
It was. And now I'm working on this other new project. And you know how Chicago's, it's all of a sudden every TV show is about Chicago.
So true.
And I want to get in on that.
Oh.
So I'm working on Chicago's CPA.
Chicago's
CPA. It's all about the exciting world of the accountants in Chicago.
I'd love to.
You know, which after Arthur Anderson, you know, a lot of people think, oh, there's no accounting going on there. But there is.
There is.
There is. And it's just as exciting as it was back in the AA days.
Yes.
That's what we called Arthur Anderson. At least that's the meetings I thought I was going to.
Oh, maybe it was a different meeting.
It might have been different. But anyway, I've got a new children's CD, and I thought I'd do
a song. You play a song for us? Yeah. All right.
I hate going back to school. I hate going back to school. I don't like books. The lunches stink, but nobody cares what I think. I hate going back to school. Last year, our principal, Mrs. Wong, caught me eating boogers, sent me home, even though not all of them were my own. She wouldn't take that into consideration. I hate going back to school. I hate going back to school. Each year, I give myself this speech. This is the last year that I'll teach. I hate going back to school. And the kids learn, the teachers eat boogers too. So, and I know that because I used to be a high school teacher.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you drew from your own experience for that song.
Exactly.
That song, by the way, Tim, very rebellious. Don't you find it to be very rebellious?
Yeah, that's what I like
about
it. Yeah. It's for a kids'
side
CD,
of you.
This is going to be exciting.
Yep.
Can I give you a compliment? It was too short. I wanted
more. Wendy wants another stanza.
There's more verses, but I thought I would shorten it.
Oh.
Because.
Buy the CD, Wendy. It's a longer
All
song.
Right,
it is a longer song. Buy the CD.
All right, I will.
Absolutely.
That was great.
I heard it on the CD. It's like an hour and a half.
That's too long.
It's way too long.
It's a long time. Well, it's a lot of drums.
Yeah.
It's a lot of drum solos.
Three different drum solos.
Do you have another short, sweet one?
I do. And this is
less
goes
rebellious,
back to my teaching
Tim,
days.
If you could just slightly
yeah,
less
you know
rebellious.
What? I'm still a teacher. I like to entertain, but I like to teach.
Sure.
And one of the things that kids don't, especially city kids, they don't know enough about animals, I don't think. And I wrote a song about one particular animal.
Oh.
I thought I'd share it with
All
you
right.
guys. Here we go. Is he dead or is he not? That's the game the possum's got. If he's just lying there with his eyes closed, you might poke him with a stick and away he'll go. If he's on the road with a squished-in head, chances are that one's dead. If one looks dead but there's no aroma, that's a possum in a coma.
That's just beautiful. That's
Isn't that
nothing
nice?
Short than beautiful.
You know what? Yeah, I've got a whole series of animal songs that
oh,
I'm working
do.
On.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so it's going to be a little something for everybody. You know, skunk OPU.
Yeah.
All goes to the same music, you know, because I only know the four chords.
Boy, that's good. Now, Tim, I noticed that you're not only a fine guitar player, but when you're done, you don't crush the guitar. A lot of guitar players will just trash it and break. You don't do that. Why not?
I don't do it now, but I will do it if I get the $3 million
then
that
you'll
I'm hoping
start crashing
to get
your guitars.
From the other Tim Cavanaugh,
right.
Because then I'll be able to afford a new guitar every show. But I can't at this point.
It's too
I'll be honest with you. I mean,
you want to make money
with cash.
I get it. All right.
Is there a snippet of another song that you will be performing on Sunday?
Can I do a joke that I talked to you guys about ahead of time, because I don't want to run out of time
and not tell this controversial joke?
Is it
one of them you have is very controversial?
No, is not controversial.
Oh, it's not?
No, it is not.
Then I'm all right with it. What are
you guys were talking about Burt Reynolds earlier. And,
yes.
And a couple of things about Burt Reynolds. You were talking about when he was on The Tonight Show.
Yes.
And how it was like, oh, man, you know, you had to watch because anything could happen.
Yeah.
And I had that exact experience. I was like a senior in high school, and the whole family, you know, we'd gather around, and we had popcorn one night. We were watching and waiting for him to come on. And he was on like for 1 minute. You never know what's going to happen. And like 1 minute into it, my 16-year-old sister blurted out, "I'm pregnant."
Oh.
And, oh, you know, anything can happen. And it was crazy. I mean, it was like everybody was laughing.
Yeah, it was funny.
Except for my parents.
Yeah, they didn't find it funny.
Not so much.
No.
But
so
everybody
that's
else.
Burt Reynolds, that's the memory that Burt brings back for you.
That's the one that I remember.
Yeah.
Now, he was married to Lonnie Anderson.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now I read about her. When she was born, her parents wanted to name her Leilani.
Oh.
But then they thought about it, and they realized, well, when she gets to high school, they're going to separate those words,
bad.
And it's going to be Leilani.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And, which is not what they wanted, so they decided to just go with Lonnie. Her sister, Screwangelo, is not quite as lucky.
Screwangela Anderson was her name?
Screwangela Anderson,
I didn't
yeah.
know that.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
a fun
No,
fact.
She and she ended up being getting pregnant at 16, just like my
Your sister.
Sister
had a similar
yep.
story.
Look
yep.
at all the memories Burt Reynolds bring back.
Yep,
brings back.
Wendy, everybody's different. We learned that.
You know what? Yeah, he's got a lot of really bad memories.
TimCav.com, TimCav.com.
Yeah. Go and you can buy my CDs there. You can also find out more information about this benefit Sunday at Bourbon Street for the St. Vincent de Paul Society.
That's Southside neighbors in need.
Yep.
Need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Great to see you. Thanks very much.
Thanks, you guys. It was great to see you.
We've got an angry text from a woman whose name is Screwangela who says that that was not funny. She's very offended by what you just said. But we'll handle that.
Well, you know what?
It'll be all right.
It's a cry for help.
It is a cry for help.
You
it
know
is.
What? We've got a hotline number, don't you?
Yeah, there's always a hotline number.
Screwangela hotline.
Yeah. There's nothing to worry about.
Always a pleasure, Tim.
Thanks,
guys.
That's Tim Cavanaugh. We'll take a quick break. Wendy and I are headed to the stream, but...
Coming up, the stories that matter with Kim Gordon from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.